you got an amazing, overwhelming, positive response, but people were saying, so what are you going to do about it?
I didn't anticipate that. I didn't write it based on some strategic notion that I had a plan for anything. I don't think that far in advance. but, you know, when that same question was posed to me afterwards. You know, once that question was posed to me, and my partner Brian Cross at Elasticity also had a very similar question posed to him several times, we kind of sat down and Brian kind of came up with this idea about simply, why don't we make this a grassroots thing? Why don't we let, instead of the top-down mechanism that's always been used, and not just in St. Louis, but anywhere else that tries to define themselves as a region, why not make it bottom-up and engage citizens? And so, you know, from Brian's initial concept, based on, you know, the excitement that came out of my article, we tweaked it a little bit over the next month, kind of put it together in this package and started socializing the idea that has become Rally St. Louis today, 9 months later. We're trying to kind of create a platform where anyone can go on and suggest a means of bettering this town. And we hope it's with a focus on better positioning our region so that we are perceived in the way that we all understand our lifestyle to be here. The nice thing about it is you know, it kind of celebrates diversity to a degree, because anyone can go submit an idea. There is no such thing as a bad idea. And the ideas are then ultimately filtered by the crowd.
It's really snowballed into something great. The Tourism Bureau is behind this. There's been another organization that started STL for the Love, mm-hmm. where people are just saying, this is why I love this city.
So you bring up a really good point. You know, we're talking about what made St. Louis great in the last year. And for me, it has been the spirit of collaboration that has surrounded the political, economic development, tourism, not-for-profit community, business community, that in my previous 6 years, I did not see here. And maybe I was blind to it, and maybe it was here, but I have seen the spirit of collaboration.
So how do you plan to keep this momentum going through 2013?
That is good. That's the biggest challenge of Rally, honestly, because we need people to know that it's not just this first cycle of ideas. And most importantly, you know, it's going to be up to people that are participating. You know, it's fascinating to me now. I see people campaigning for their ideas. You know, they've submitted one idea and they want to get their friends and their social circles to vote on them. And that's great.
So to sum it up, what is the key in why it's been such a good year for the city?
Spirit. I mean, there is this kind of collaborative spirit on moving this city forward right now, and I see it in absolutely every corner. You know, whether you're talking to a guy like Joe Reagan who runs RCGA, all he wants to do is collaborate with other organizations to help drive economic development. The mayor seems very focused on, you know, collaboration. I think you're seeing this business collaboration spirit. I think you see it amongst even competing businesses. And there just seems to be, in, you know, there's all these different kind of groundswell groups. You know, you mentioned a couple of them before, you know, Love in the Lou and groups like that have this spirit about making St. Louis a better place to live. I think what we want to do is be a facilitator of all that and have the platform be a facilitator of some of that energy and that spirit that's made the last year great in St. Louis, and I think is going to make many years to come great in St. Louis.